The Pew Environmental Group has released a large report that takes a detailed look at the challenges of preventing and containing oil spills in the Arctic Ocean. KDLG's Mike Mason looked it over and has the story.
The new study is called Oil Spill Prevention and Response in the U.S. Arctic Ocean: Unexamined Risks, Unacceptable Consequences. The report was commissioned on behalf of the Pew Environment Group, which is labeling the report as the most comprehensive analysis yet on the challenges to preventing and containing oil spills along the nation's northernmost coast. Marilyn Hyman is the director of the Pew Environment Group's U.S. Arctic program. She says the Arctic is the next region of the U.S. slated for offshore oil and gas exploration and development.
It is a remote, extreme, and fragile place, and is an extremely challenging place to mount a response to a major oil spill. It's extreme. The Arctic Ocean experiences moving ice, punishing sub-zero temperatures, brutal storms with hurricane-force winds, and at times seas reaching up to 30 feet.
The new report comes on the heels of the massive Gulf of Mexico oil spill earlier this year, but it was stressed several times during the press conference that the Gulf of Mexico is a hugely different environment than the Arctic. Hyman says that the Arctic poses many challenges that were not present in the Gulf of Mexico.
Even in temperate waters, where there's major infrastructure and equipment and vessels readily available, the response was woefully inadequate. We need to heed the lessons of the BP Deepwater Horizon spill. We cannot gamble with the Arctic Ocean. We have to be fully prepared.
The new report includes four recommendations. Hyman says federal resource management agencies must complete a comprehensive science plan before any oil and gas exploration and development can proceed.
Many studies have been conducted, yet we know very little about the food web in the Arctic ecosystem, and we have incomplete knowledge of most Arctic marine species.
The second recommendation included in the report is that oil spill risk assessments and spill prevention technologies must reflect Arctic conditions. The third recommendation is that spill response must be tailored to the Arctic conditions and response planning standards must be strengthened. The new report was actually prepared by the NUCA Research and Planning Group, which has offices in Plymouth, Massachusetts and Seldovia, Alaska. Tim Robertson is the group's general manager, and he was one of the co-authors of the new report. One of the controversial tools used to respond to the spill in the Gulf of Mexico was dispersants, which are intended to break up the oil. Robertson says the jury is still out on how effective dispersants actually were in the Gulf.
And I'm very curious as we get into the actual documentation of what the effects were as the papers start to get published. I think the injection of dispersants at depth is very controversial and would be very controversial in the Arctic as well. Typically, dispersants don't work as well in cold water. While they have been proposed for the Arctic, there isn't any conclusive proof at this time that they're a valid technology.
While not officially included in the recommendation section of the new report, Hyman suggested that the U.S. Senate pass a bill related to offshore oil and gas development during the upcoming lame duck session that starts on Monday.
This legislation would go a long way to reform offshore drilling laws. The House has acted. Several committees in the Senate have passed oil spill legislation, and a package is ready to be moved to the Senate floor for a vote. As the spill fades from our minds, it will be harder and harder to pass effective reforms.
The new report is 137 pages long. The report was commissioned by the Pew Environment Group, which is the conservation arm of the Pew Charitable Trusts. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.